Most important things, 91 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. If everybody in the world took these every day, in the course of, I don't know, 5-10 years, chronic illness in the United States would be a thing of the past. It's impossible to get all 91 nutrients from your food. You cannot do it. I cannot go outside and throw a tennis ball to the moon. Nor can I get all the nutrients that my body needs from my food. Why can't I do that? Because the minerals, which are 60 of the 90, only occur in the soil. Animals can't make them, plants can't make them. We can only suck them up out of the soil. If they're not in the soil, they're not in the lettuce. If they're not in the lettuce, they're not in the body. They're not in the soil. They're like Doc says, they're in veins, like the ripples in chocolate ripple ice cream, right? Here it is. So here's, I got some zinc up here, but I got none here. I got some vanadium here, but I got none here. I got some calcium here, but I got none here. This is how it is. So if I was to do, you know, a bird's eye view of the cornfield, this part of the cornfield might have 12 minerals, this might have 10, this might have 4, this might have 20, this might have 30, who knew? You can eat a perfectly yummy tasting piece of organically grown corn harvested by Trappist monks under the full moon while they're chanting, and you could be 51 minerals deficient because the plant only needs 9 minerals to grow. If it ain't in the soil, it ain't in the plant. If it ain't in the plant, it ain't in the body, it ain't in the soil. You need to supplement. If you understand that you need a mineral, well, you can do one of two things. You can dig them up, find somewhere in the earth that they are. You can dig them up, purify them, and swallow them. These are called metallic minerals, and they're 10 to 60% absorbable. This is what most vitamin supplements are. Or you can plant plants on the soil where the minerals are. The plants suck the minerals out of the ground, metabolize the mineral, and as they digest it and metabolize it, they turn it into a colloid. A colloidal mineral is 100% absorbable. Now, which is better, 100% or 10%? That's why the Youngevity 100% organic plant-derived colloidal minerals are the best mineral supplements on the face of the planet, because they're colloidal. This is the fundamental key to the whole Youngevity thing, is the mineral aspect of the vitamin supplements. There are 60 of the 90 things that the body needs. Everybody that you see walking around is minerally deficient. Everybody needs to take minerals. If you're having trouble with your Youngevity business, just give everybody a bottle of minerals to begin with. Within 14 days, they will feel better. They have to, because everybody's minerally deficient, and now we're filling the tank up. It's a game changer. And then you call them up 14 days later and follow up. Hey, Charlie, how do you feel? Well, you know, I feel pretty good. Well, son of a gun, you want to do some more? And now your foot's in the door and you've got a customer for life. Fried food, bottled oil, well-done meat, nitrates in meat, superheated carbos. These are all bad foods and should be avoided. Bottled oil contains free radicals. Oil oxidizes. And as the oil oxidizes, it becomes loaded with more and more free radicals. And then we drink the oil, we pour free radicals into the body, and they hurt us. When you superheat the oil, it oxidizes almost immediately. If everybody in this room just eliminated fried food today, no minerals, no supplements, no exercise, no nothing, just stopped eating fried food, you would add 15 years to your life. 15 years to your life just by stopping eating fried food. Now look at the good food. This is what I love to talk about. Butter. Yeah. Woohoo! Salt. Woohoo! Yeah. Lard. Your grandmother was right. Those lard sandwiches saved her life.